Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanishing Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanas. This is episode 284, season 12. Today's date is December 9th, 2023, and welcome to the show. On today's program, I'll do something not normally about, you know, Vanishing Chicagoland, but I felt that I should talk about these subjects. First one, I'm going to talk about my tribute and my memories of watching the TV shows that were created by Norman Lear. He just passed away this week. He was 101 years old. He lived a long life, and he cranked out some classics. For example, All in the Family, Maude, The Jeffersons, Good Times, Sanford and Son, you name it. I will go through the list, and I will talk about my memories of watching those shows and some of my favorites of my shows and episodes. Also, I'll do another tribute to actor Ryan O'Neill. He just passed away yesterday. He was 82 years old. Talk about his movies. I saw maybe one in the theater, probably. I'm trying to remember. And he was on TV as well. All right. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Radio Shack. And it's a walkie-talkie commercial. Remember those? And here's a commercial from 1976. It's a Christmas commercial. Okay, so sit back and relax. And I'll be right back with the show, folks. Thank you.
Here's a space age gift for kids from Radio Shack, the original Space Patrol walkie-talkie. You get two for just $14.95 a pair, and they really work. They're crystal controlled and battery operated, just like Dad's bigger CB units. And they're built in Radio Shack's own electronics factory. So this Christmas, thrill your kids with a $14.95 a pair Space Patrol. Only at Radio Shack, a Tandy company.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Radio Shack. Oh, I miss the store. I really do. It's still around in a way. It's an e-commerce store now. You know, you buy things online. It's not like in the old days where you walk in, you buy radios, of course. Any supplies. Like, for example, you know, something for your phone, you know, any equipment you need like that. It first started by two brothers. Their names were Theodore and Milton Deutschman, something like that, from 1921. Okay. And it was founded in Boston, Massachusetts. It ran for a long, long time. Their headquarters was in Fort Worth, Texas. And they had their catalogs, which I remembered that. That was kind of cool. And then in 1959, they moved to, it was in Boston. And then before that, it was somewhere else. I don't know where. And then it was bought by a company called the Tandy Company, and you used to see those on commercials. It ran the Tandy Company ran for about 20 years. Yeah, we see those commercials all the time, you know. And the last thing I bought from Radio Shack, I remember, I bought a landline extension cord. So that was like a long time ago. You know, I still have a landline phone. Some people do, some people don't. You know, you never know. That's from my mom, so she needs that. Yeah, because she doesn't have a cell phone. I'm not going to go into that. So, anyway. Let's see. And you know what the funny thing is about it? They had their own product. It was a radio. It was on the AM. It was called Flavel Radio. And that sold for about from 1972 to 2008. And came in different colors like that. I never owned this radio, but I sort of remember that. Also, they had CB radios. Remember those in the 70s? I talked about it on the on a previous podcast episode. You know, they had tape recorders. Now, this commercial from 1976, the man who's speaking, that's actor Paul Burke. He was in a lot of TV shows. I think, let's see, he was in Naked City in the 60s. Let's see what else. He was on Dynasty. Did a lot of guest stops, Love Boat, Fantasy Island, you name it, Aaron Spelling Productions, like that. And the walkie-talkies, I did own a walkie-talkie. I don't know who bought it for me and my brothers. I think my dad or my mom, I'm not sure. We had them in the early 70s when we lived in the Roseland neighborhood. And we played around for a little while. It was fun. And it was kind of, you know, staticky, you know. You could still, these days, I think you could do it with your phone, you know, like your cell phone. I never done that with my cell phone. Now, people text now. Sometimes they call, but usually texting. You know, you just look at your phone and read your messages like that. And then, you know, it just went out of business. You know, everything changed, you know, but I still miss it. And I remember the Radio Shack that was in Fort City, shopping center on the Southwest Side. I remember that one. They were all over the place. I think there was one in 95th and Cicero. I remember that. Also, there was one in Chicago Ridge Mall right there. So they just disappeared. Yeah, that's a shame. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I'm going to talk about my tributes to Norman Lear and Ryan O'Neill. With Norman Lear, I'm going to talk about the TV shows he created and my memories. Before I get started, I'll talk about one thing. Tomorrow, I will do another podcast episode, I think. If not Tuesday, I will talk about something, a special anniversary that I'm not happy about, but I feel I'm compelled to talk about it. So we'll see. And something else, you know, I'll give it some thought, you know, just give you a heads up. Okay. All right. So let's get started. We're going to talk about Norman Lear. And Norman Lear was a screenwriter, producer, and he created over 100 shows. He was famous for shows that were political and social themes that were very common back then and even today, you know. And he created the first hit that did that sort of thing, excuse me, was the 1971 sitcom All in the Family. But here's something I forgot that he also did. His first TV show was not All in the Family. It was a Western that came out in 1957, a TV Western, that is. It was called The Deputy, and it starred Henry Fonda. He wasn't really in all the shows, but he was there. I have the DVD, and it's pretty good because Henry Fonda was a big movie star, and he, you know, I don't know what how he was convinced to do the TV show, but that's great, you know. So far, I've watched a few episodes on the DVD. It was pretty good, like I said. And then he just you know, he was writing. Also, he was a film director. He also two movies that I remember watching. One was, actually, his first sitcom was not All in the Family. It was a sitcom in the 50s called Honestly Celeste, starred Celeste Holm. She was a movie actress, and she was also a producer of the Martha Ray Show. Remember the thing from the Big Mouth? Like that. And the two movies that he did, he produced and wrote, was a 1967 movie, Divorce American Style. And that starred Dick Van Dyke and Debbie Reynolds. I saw this movie once, and, you know, it was kind of depressing because it was about divorce. And it was funny, but not really. But it really hit home to most people. And it was a big hit, you know. Maybe I'll see it again. You know, I saw it a long time ago, but it was, you know, divorce is not a happy subject. It never was, never is. And the other movie he directed was a 1971 movie, Cold Turkey. And I remember this one. This one I liked. And this is about, it was based on a book. It was about a town where they're trying to give up smoking. And it's like they would get some, I don't remember the whole plot, but I remember everyone was going nuts because they were going through nicotine withdrawal. And Dick Van Dyke was in the movie too, and they had a big, huge cast like that. And it went very well. It really did. Bob Newhart was in it, Tom Poston. And I remember watching this movie on Channel 2, the late movie, you know, the late show. Remember, they showed that on 10:30. It was like Saturday night, and I watched it, and I'm sure it was edited, but it was great. Yeah, I liked that movie. And, you know, around that time, they banned the cigarette advertising, you know, and then a lot of people were quitting. Still are like that, but so if they so that was good, that was a hit. I like that movie a lot. And then he tried to create another then he created a sitcom based on a blue collar worker, which was All in the Family, and that was based on a British sitcom called Till Death Us Do Part. And that was the same thing, and it was the same thing, you know, only the names were changed. And I've seen it once, and it's funny, but, you know, it's some of the English, like the way they do, how they talk, and, you know, how they act. It's different like that, but you get the idea. So, and then, so All in the Family premiered January 12th, 1971. I never saw it when it aired. No, I saw it later like that. It wasn't a big ratings grabber, not really. And they had, you know, they had so much fanfare, and it starred Carol O'Connor as Archie Bunker, Gene Stapleton as Edith Bunker, Sally Struthers as Gloria Stivic, their daughter, and Rob Reiner, Michael Stivic, Meathead. And they tackled a lot of subjects. And, you know, that Archie Bunker was a bigot, and he had a big mouth and like that. And everybody had someone like that in their family, you know. And it's fun. It was funny, but kind of shocked. But a lot of people find it disturbing, or like they didn't like him because he's too loud, or he's just, they didn't agree with him, you know. But Carol O'Connor was a very nice man, you know, off stage, from what I heard. He loved doing the part. He loved doing this part. And it ran for till about 8 years, and then it changed it to Archie Bunker's Place. Gloria My Stick with left 1978. And then Edith Bunker, Gene Stapleton stayed for a couple years. And then she went to Archie Bunker's place for about a year. And then they killed off her character. Well, she wanted to leave, or I don't know. I guess she wanted to. And I remember the episode where he was crying over her death, you know, and it was heartbreaking. And sometimes All in the Family was funny. Sometimes it was sad. It's a great show. Once the reruns came, it's a classic. You know, everyone loved it. You know, it's so funny. And then they had some classic episodes, like for example, The Jeffersons Move Next Door, like that. Or there's so many. There were so many of that. Or, you know, when Gloria had the baby and all that, et cetera, like that. Okay, and then right now I'm going to talk about their spinoffs. Now, one spinoff was Maude, and that was Edith Bunker's cousin, and that was played by Bea Arthur. Oh, she's great. When she first appeared on that show, instant star. And her and Archie were battling out, yelling, you know, that is hilarious, but they have so much in common. And the audience reacted very favorably well. So they offered her a show. She took it, and she started in 1972, and that was based in Tuckahoe, New York, upstate, very upper class suburb. Had Bill Macy as Walter, and Andrea Barbeau as Carol, her daughter, and Maude was married 4 times. And also in the cast was Esther Rolle, played by is Florida Evans. She played the maid. She was popular too, which goes to show you she got her own show in Good Times. And that was a spinoff, and that started in January 1974. But the funny thing is, it was not set in New York. It moved to Chicago, and was in the projects, just like Cabrini Green. And some of it was unrealistic, but it was funny. Due to the stardom of Jimmy Walker, of J.J. Evans, who made faces all the time, all kinds of sayings, it was so funny. He's not really an actor. He's a comedian, but he made the show so much enjoyable, you know, with the other kids, Thelma and Michael and Winona next door, which barged in all the time like that. And I love the show. I like all of them so far, you know, All in the Family, Good Times, Maude. And then another spinoff came from All in the Family, The Jeffersons, starring Sherman Hemsley and Isabel Sanford. They moved from Queens, you know, next door from Archie Bunker, to the Upper West Side, with Winona singing the theme song, "We're Moving On Up," to a nice deluxe apartment. Oh, that apartment was beautiful, you know, and it was hilarious. You know, George Jefferson was a bigot too, but he was funny, you know, and he said all kinds of things. He acted like a child sometimes. He was perfect. Sherman Hemsley was perfect in the role, and I enjoyed the show very much. He had I like when he had traded barbs with Florence, the maid, played by Marla Gibbs from Chicago, like that. Then Norman Lear created another show. It was not a spinoff. It was One Day at a Time. It was 1975, and this was set in Indianapolis, starred Bonnie Franklin. Had 2 daughters, Mackenzie Phillips, Valerie Bertinelli. I like the show. There was a lot of yelling. A lot of yelling in that show. Oh, my God. Like that. In between those, he created another show called Hotel Baltimore. It's based on a play or a musical. I've seen it. And it was kind of, you know, risque, but it only lasted a year. So I've never seen it. When it aired. Also, he also created another strange show, which a lot of people remembered. That aired on Channel 32 every night at 10 o'clock. It was heavily promoted. It was called Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman. And it starred Louise Lasser. And, you know, she had pigtails. She wore this raggedy Ann dress and all that. And she was worried about her yellow, waxy buildup floor. And she was having a crisis one after the other. And there were some weird characters on. I liked the show. I really did. I watched it, you know. It was like a soap opera. Sometimes you liked it, sometimes you didn't. It's on DVD if you're interested. Other shows he created, The Dumplings, that was like a one season. All's Fair, that was based in Washington, D.C. That was with Bernadette Peters and Richard Crown. Michael Keaton was in that show. That's one of his early shows. Also, Nancy Walker Show, starring Nancy Walker, Rhoda's mom. Also, there was another show that premiered on Channel 32, All That Glitters, and that one was kind of bizarre. That was, I remember watched it. It didn't last long. And, of course, that was heavily promoted. Also, there was another spinoff from Mary Hartman, Fernwood Tonight. And then it turned into America Tonight. Okay, so I'll go down the list really quickly. Then there was Different Strokes. It wasn't that controversial. That was star Conrad Bain with Gary Coleman. What you talking about, Willis? I love that. And then there was Hanging In. That star Bill Macy. That lasted a few episodes. The Baxters, Palmerstown, USA. Also, a.k.a. Pablo. My brother remembers this show. That was in the 80s. And then there was Sunday Dinner, The Powers That Be, and 704 Houses Street, based on Archie Bunker's house. And the guy who lived there was John Amos, who played James Evans from Good Times. He lived in the house, but he played a different character. Like that. Okay. Okay, right now I'm going to play a promo of Mud from Channel 66 WGBO. That's from 1988. You will hear Bea Arthur, you know, saying her famous line. And after that, we're going to talk about my tribute to Ryan O'Neill. Okay? So sit back and relax, everyone. I'll be right back. Thank you.
Tonight at 8, an innocent man returns from prison to a small town with a big secret. Chuck Cotter stars in the propane comedy Tonight at 8 on Super 66. Weeknights at 10, drop in on the golden girl of late night comedy.
I hope you didn't have any trouble finding us.
Oh, no, ma'am. I heard you all the way from the bus stop.
Bussy, feisty, and just a little irrational.
I am not irrational.
But she's always on top.
So what, Maud? You told me 100 times you want to feel possessed.
Walter Finley, I never said that standing up, and you know it.
Maud, weeknights at 10 on Super 66.
God will get you for that, yeah.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the promo for Maud on WGBO Super 66. Right now, it's a Spanish station. It has been for a long time. She had that famous line, you know, God will get you for that. Of all the Norman Lear shows that I watched when I was growing up from the TV, Maud is my favorite. It's my absolute favorite. All in Family, Jeffersons, One Day at a Time. I like them a little, but Maud's my favorite. And then Bea Arthur later starred in The Golden Girls, another favorite of mine. She's a toned-down Maud. Still funny. She was still funny. Classic. Yeah. And Rue McCallaghan went over there. She was Vivian on the Maud. Now she was Blanche Devereaux on Golden Girls. Way different character. Like that. And so, yeah, like I said, Maud is my favorite show of all those. And then later on, Norman Lear, recently they rebooted the shows and then they made them live on TV. I saw a few of them. They were okay. They did All in the Family, The Jeffersons. Did they do Maud? I don't remember. Good Times, of course. Yeah, I saw that. And then they did a reboot of One Day at a Time with a Cuban family, I think. I didn't see it. It's on Netflix. It ran for, I don't know, a couple years or something like that. Then he just didn't do much. You know, but what a long resume this man had. You know, bringing those classics to television and everywhere. You know, including to me and everyone else, when we grew up watching in the 70s, you know, with our either black and white or color, like that. And with their Hot Topic issues, you know, Mudhead, a lot of those. So they're on DVD. You could stream them if you like. I have most of them on DVD. Now, God bless him. He was a great man. He really was. His mind was sharp. Oh, my God. I've seen him on interviews. He was, like, amazing. You know, amazing memory. Okay. Right now, I'm going to talk about Ryan O'Neill. And he just passed away yesterday at the age of 82. He was a movie actor for a long, long time. And so I'll give you a hit. You know, where he was born and how his career started. He was born April 20th, 1941, born in LA. And then he started acting. First, he did television. And believe it or not, my brother pointed this out, that he was in Leave It to Beaver. And and I saw one episode, and he was there. Yeah, that's interesting, you know. But his first acting role in television was Dobie Gillis, starring Dwayne Hickman. Got that on DVD. Also, he was on The Untouchables, My Three Sons, did some westerns like The Empire. Excuse me, not Empire. You know. The other one that's went off the air recently. This is another show. The Virginian. He was on Wagon Train, Perry Mason. And then he got the starring role in the nighttime soap Peyton Place. That was based on the novel of the same name that came out in in their 50s. But they made a movie about that in 1957. That starred Lana Turner. I liked that movie. That was a good movie. That starred Lana Turner. I think his character was in it. I forgot who played him. And he was there through the entire run, basically. And his role was Rodney Harrington. And that show aired like twice a week. And that's where his stardom started. Excuse me. So like that. And then, so it ran for 4 years, like that. I think so, yeah. I don't know, about 4 years or something like that. And let's see what else. 5 years, excuse me. Yeah, I went for 5 years. And it's also starred Mia Farrell. She was in the show. She left before him. Then he started in the movies. His famous movie was Love Story. That was with Ally McGraw, and that was a very sad movie. He did bit parts before, but when he started Love Story, this took him to movie stardom. He was on that was his meal ticket, and then he started in other movies like that. My favorite Ryan O'Neill movie was What's Up, Doc? I love that movie. It's a screwball comedy. It's with Barbara Streisand and Madeline Kahn. It is nuts. And first time I saw it on TV when I was about 10 years old, you know, and it was the funniest thing I ever saw. He played a doctor. So that's why Barbara Streisand called him What's Up, Doc? And it's funny. It really was. And he also started in Paper Moon. That was in black and white. He started with his daughter, Tatum O'Neill. Barry Lyndon. That was a good movie. The movie I saw in the theater was The Driver. A lot of people don't remember that movie. I saw it in Fort City. It's a good movie. He starred in it. It starred Ryan O'Neill, Bruce Dern, and not a great hit, but it was a good movie. And I saw it in Fort City. I liked it in the big screen. It was great. Next is he did Oliver's Story. That was the sequel. That was when his wife, you know, Ally McGraw's character died. You know, she of illness. He also starred The Main Event again with Barbara Streisand. He was a boxer, but he was an amateur boxer. Yeah, he was an amateur boxer. And then he starred in So Fine. I remember that. It came out in 1979. It wasn't that great like that. And he started in the 80s. And then his film career sort of, kind of dripped out, you know. Then he started another movie called Chances Are. And he made a comeback. That movie, I saw that in the theater, I think. Yeah, I think I did. And that started with Sybil Shepherd. And they were good together. Also, he was in Irreconcilable Differences. I can't say that word. That started with Shelley Long. And that was a hit, you know, because Shelley Long was big in Cheers like that. And then, he just didn't act much because, he had his girlfriend his girlfriend, Farrah Fawcett. And, they were like a super couple. You know, they were always together and all that. They've known each other for a long time. And then, he did some more television later on. And then he was diagnosed with leukemia, that was in 2001, and he struggled, he was doing fine. And then Farrah Fawcett, was diagnosed with cancer and she passed away. And then I found out, which I totally forgot, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer like I was. And that was in 2012. And, first it was stage 4, and then later he said it was stage 2. So I don't know, but he did have that. I don't know if he had it removed or he was going through chemo, radiation. No idea. I don't know. And so we don't know the cause of death, what happened. It could be the complications of the both diseases. We'll find out soon, because his illness was just announced yesterday. I mean, his death was announced yesterday. He had 4 children. Two were actors, especially Tatum. She's the most famous one of all. They didn't have the easiest relationships. He didn't have the easiest relationships with his kids. I don't know. It was them. It was him, So, I don't know. Yeah. His life was a mess, really. But as an actor, I liked him a lot. He really was, especially his movies, in the 70s. They're classics like that. I like Paper Moon, but my favorite, like I said before, was What's Up, Doc? Yeah. And so that's it. Okay. All right, so that's it for this show. I'll do a recap of what I talked about. I talked about my tribute, my memories of watching TV shows created by Norman Lear. Also, the other tribute for actor Ryan O'Neill. This podcast will be published later on today. You can find them wherever podcasts are available: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Breaker, Overcast. Just hit the subscribe button, or you can follow. You'll be notified. Also, it'll be on my blog, fanchicagoland.blog. You can find it there as well. Also, on my YouTube channel. That's the easiest way to find my podcast. You can listen to previous episodes. Just hit subscribe. You get a notification when the new episode is ready. You can listen to previous episodes if you like. Also, it'll be posted on my social media accounts, Facebook, X, Reddit, LinkedIn, Threads, and Instagram. You have the link. Okay. All right. So This is Pico Sash, your host for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me. I will probably do another podcast episode tomorrow. It's something very special to me, what I'm going to talk about. Also, I will do something Christmassy. You know, it's the Christmas season, so I'll talk about that when, you know, the special anniversary, and also something that has to do with Christmas, you know, something uplifting. Because it's 'tis the season. Okay, so here's bye-bye for me, and here's Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye-bye-bye. Take care, everyone, and so long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.